Hate speech law will see ordinary people treated like drug dealers, Senator Keoghan. By Peter Cattle on May 12, 2023. Hate speech laws currently going through the Irish Parliament will see ordinary people treated like drug dealers over their views, a senator has said. Senator Sharon Keoghan has warned that the hate speech law being pushed through Parliament by Ireland's progressive government could, if implemented, see regular people in the country treated like drug dealers on account of what they say. Keoghan made the comment while attending an event hosted by Free Speech Ireland aimed at raising awareness about the coming legislation, which includes a highly controversial provision that could see someone potentially jailed if they are found in possession of an offensive meme. As currently written, the hate speech law will assume anyone in possession of hateful material can be presumed guilty of wanting to spread it, unless they can prove themselves innocent. If they are found guilty under the new law, if and when it is passed, a person can be jailed for up to 1 year. Speaking at the event, Keoghan said that she had received numerous emails from concerned members of the public about the bill, which she said will ultimately see ordinary people who wish to speak their minds criminalized under the legislation in a way similar to those dealing in illicit substances. You would be treated like the local drug dealer, Keoghan said, painting a picture of a scenario where someone comes under suspicion of being in possession of hateful material, resulting in their home being raided and their electronic devices seized. Also attending the event was Senator Ronan Mullen, who expressed fear that the legislation would serve as a serious disincentive for the public to express their personal views. Nothing should be allowed that can have a chilling effect on free speech, he stated, adding that he regretted not jumping up and down about this legislation sooner. He added that the legislation would also only affect the rights of the general public to speak their minds, with elected officials like him to continue having their speech protected under laws dealing with the country's parliament. Another speaker, former ambassador and senior Department of Foreign Affairs official Ray Bassett, discussed the origin of the bill, arguing that the government's decision to push the legislation through parliament was ultimately inspired by the European Union, describing the legislation as a form of censorship repackaged to look more progressive. He also expressed concern that many politicians, especially progressive MPs currently floundering in the polls, could be incentivized to support the bill in the hopes of padding their resume for a job in the likes of Brussels or New York. Speaking to Breitbart Europe, a representative of Free Speech Ireland expressed gratitude to those who attended the event, praising the work of the two senators in particular in trying to oppose the bill. We are glad that the issue is finally getting the attention that it so badly needs, the group representative said. We are seeing members of the Senate who are prepared to fight this issue, they continued. This is an excellent opportunity to discuss the concerns raised by our group. We hope that the Senate debates this issue thoroughly with specific consideration of the 2018 blasphemy referendum result, the spokesperson added. This is the only electoral mandate in recent years on the issue of free speech. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, @Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.